Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hey, everybody. Psychic medium Jamie here.
Spirit walker Nicole, hello.
We are Shades of Spirit, bringing you a fun-filled, action-packed, because Lordy knows this week has been exactly that energetically, show this evening. And the show is off of the energy of your words. And honestly, after this week, I'm kind of afraid to put any energy behind anything because, well, it's been active, you know, it's just been active. And, you know, Jacob, you can just attest to the wackiness the past 2 days.
It's true. It's been a little bit crazy recently.
With that being said, next week, you guys are going to get some cool, cool action shots of things happening here. I can't wait. But for tonight, folks, we are going to kind of and to what we do when we connect with words and how really we need to start giving it its rightful place in our wheelhouse of when of wanting to manifest and bring things to fruition. We're going to bring some practical tips on how we are underlying ourselves or we're sabotaging ourselves with these words as well. And what kind of words we can use to further advance our manifestations, right? And I'm actually so into this that I'm starting to actually write sticky notes out of sayings again. I kind of got off track of that. So I know in a lot of our readings with you guys as individuals or mediumship sessions, we talk about creating your own mantra. It's great to have, you know, your mantra or your inspirational quote that you find online. But what if you actually created one to mirror exactly the energy you wanted to put out without any self-sabotaging? Just straight out words on a piece of paper, or maybe you want to make it kind of fancy and put it on your phone, but to be able to hold the vibration that you want to stay in and then use that throughout the day into your evening before you go to bed to continue to bring that prosperity, abundance, self-love, love for others, whatever it might be, into your life quicker. And I think that's the biggest part, is bringing out all this into our lives quicker.
Yes. Well, and if you think about words, I mean, they're everywhere. We're either saying them, reading them, hearing them, you know, it's like, we're constantly surrounded. It's like the one thing maybe we use more than our phones is our words.
Yeah. And even with our phones, we use our words.
Yeah.
Isn't that where we get ourselves in trouble, folks? How many of you have sent an email, maybe off at work, ding, 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 even before phones were so, you know, popular. I know that I have worded things not in the best way in my previous careers. Like, you're sending that email out to your boss or to your staff.
Don't do it when you're mad.
And
walk away.
That's why they say, like, just put it in the draft section, walk away. Exactly. Yep. Come back to it, sit down and reread it in a different space, is because those words hold power. Now, what I find for myself is that I will sit down and write it out. I'm a very, like, conscious, it's stream of thought. I'll put it out there. And I have to go back. I have to let it sit. I actually have it in my notes section on my phone now, because the thing for me is that I never come out attacking anybody, but the power of the words that I use come off very big. They can feel negative and they can feel intrusive to people. And I have learned that over the past few years, energetically speaking. And so, you know, does it always work? No, not at all. Sometimes I still have send and here it goes. but again, it's not because I'm doing it maliciously. It's because it's my energy fueled behind those words and it's being sent out to somebody else who maybe also be having a day. And then what happens? It just spirals, right? So I know some of you that know me, they're like, well, you sometimes you shut down. Yeah, that's because I'm afraid of what's going to come out energetically. And so instead for me, I shut down and I reel it all in order not to affect your energy, not to offend someone or, you know, whatever it might be. But at the same time, eventually it's going to come out for me. I feel like you don't do that. Just saying.
What do you mean?
Word vomit? Does that
well,
mean
it's better out than in, if I say.
And Shrek. If you have kids, you know what I'm talking
sometimes,
about.
Sometimes. I mean, but for me, yeah, it's hard for me to like it, just keep it internalized. And I will spew it, but I think I'm good at it, doing it in the proper direction. Like if I'm upset about something at work, like I'll take it out on, I don't know, a punching bag or just on something, you know, and just say the stuff, but I will say it. And if I get pushed too hard by who's ever the source of my problem, they should know. And I'm not subtle about it. Like you can tell when I'm in a mood or something, but don't push me, because if you do, I will tell you what's going on and you're not going to like it.
I feel like a lot of our friends right now are laughing at this conversation because you back your words with emotion.
Yes.
And that's a big thing, right? And there's nothing wrong with that, but we just need to know the time, the place, when to reel it in, who maybe we can turn to and just let it all out, then regain composure, right? Cancel it, clear it out, and start fresh. And so that's why we're talking about this today. So I want to start out with a quote from Marie D. Jones. And I really connected with this quote over the past couple of weeks. And it says, change your words, change your reality. How simple is that? Right?
It seems simple.
Yeah. Is it? Not always, right? And it's really, this topic has been on the forefront of my mind for quite some time, but I really wanted to dive into it more because I use numerology a lot. We're constantly looking at the numbers and we put dates together. We look at workshops. We're looking at all of this. And what I love is the fact that our words hold numerical value as well, right? So words don't follow any particular pattern or religious belief either. They're just words. And yet are they, right? Some cultures don't even use words to communicate. And that's where I had to stop and actually absorb that sentence, that knowledge for quite some time. Because then I'm thinking, well, okay, if they aren't using words, then how are they getting what they need across, right? Obviously it's through either sounds or, you know, you look at certain tribes that don't use language. They use their hands, they're using intentions. They have different ways to communicate. And it's intentional body movements to get people in the tribe to understand what they want. It's bringing their ideas to a reality without words. And so there's going to be a fun game I'm going to play with my family. You guys are all going to love it at some point. And it is going to be that we don't speak words for a portion of a day. And I encourage you guys to do this as well.
It's going to be easier for some.
Yeah, we can't use the middle finger either. It's going to be part of the things. But I mean, how did we learn during caveman times? How did we learn how to hunt, how to gather, how to make a fire, right? They communicated through intentional connection, right? So they didn't have the list of ingredients for that deer that they just went out and hunted written on the inside of their cave, right? Maybe they had symbols. Maybe they were able to draw out symbols. I mean, you look back at you know, some of these things in history and they have pictures and stuff of how they started communicating. But first and foremost, it was through body language. It was through the intentional connection with someone, eye contact. All right, you got me. I'm doing this over here. And we've also gotten away from that.
Yeah. So like, if you were to like, just fast forward to like here and now, you notice that like we rely on the laws of attraction to bring what we desire into reality. And that's cool. But like, what if we like us were the underlying cause self-sabotage to the goals and dreams that we have for coming true? What we tell ourselves over and over again becomes our reality. You may like be one of those people that, like puts, you know, positive intentions down on paper and, you know, you write on your mirror of what you want to manifest and that's great. But it's like, you're more likely to get in your own way of making this happen fully and completely. And for one simple thing, and that's your mind chatter, your, that rat on the wheel that runs that you're like, oh yes, everything's great. Unicorns, rainbows. But in reality, the things that you're saying to yourself are not those positive high vibe words. They're like, oh, I can't do this. I'm running out of time. I'm late. I don't like those negative things that just go over and over that you may not even realize how many negative words you use to yourself every day.
And I want this to be interactive. So I want you guys to think about words you said today, right? I'm not thinking go back far or far away, but think about words you've used today and start throwing them up in the chat box, because I am going to look at them throughout the breaks and do some numerical equations and start putting together a list from just today, right? And then we're going to give you a list as well that we've comprised of high vibrational words and negative words that we don't want to be using. But you have to remember, there's no gray area when it comes to the laws of attraction, you guys. This is how we get caught up in the why won't this progress. Laws of attraction is very black and white. Why isn't this manifesting fast enough? Why am I not getting there? I put it on the board. I look at it every day. I know that I have taught vision board classes and staying in that connection. But then we're still wondering why, right? Well, right there, the why is bringing us into a lower vibration. It is a lower vibrational number when you add it up as well. And so when we put the whys out, it starts to slow our roll. And that's what I want you guys to think about, right? It's also like in most laws of attraction books. So I don't know how many of you read books on that topic. I know I have read a fair share as well, because it fascinates me on how we can bring things into our lives and how we can self-sabotage ourselves. But the first reference that they say that self-sabotages us or sabotages what we're putting out there is the word doubt, right? That word alone, the word will destroy any efforts or progress we may have made this far. When we start to second guess ourselves or second guess the process or second guess the people that we want to include into our manifestations, as soon as we start to doubt that this might not come to fruition, may not be moving fast enough, we have now destroyed all of the work that we put into getting to point B from point A, right? That's the number one wrench that gets thrown into our machine of manifestation. And we have to stop that inner mind chatter. Like she said, you know, Spirit Walker Nicole's right. That inner mind chatter we have, if we are not conscious of it, right? I'm not working in the subconscious anymore. I am consciously making these changes to move forward. If I am not aware of what's going on in that mind chatter, which is why I want you to put things, positive or negative words, just words. I don't need phrases or what's happened in your day. But we love you guys. I just want to know what those words were that we used today. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to be, you know, continuing on this conversation as well and how words can affect our energy levels and, you know, just moving us forward. You guys, we have a really cool workshop coming up and it's the Akashic Records Workshop.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
We are super stoked on this one. It is a new workshop coming live from Shades of Spirit. It's going to be through Zoom and it's going to be $40. It's from 11 to 1 and it is on May 15th. So check that out on Shades of Spirit LLC's Facebook page to sign up. And then on that afternoon, I will be jumping in the car and racing up to Winchester, California for a mystical tea party with Spirit. There's only 6 spots left to this intimate group. They are live readings. We have connections. Celebrity chef Chanel. I should name her that. That's fancy. Chanel. Nicole Moreno will be making us lunch as well, which was fabulous last time. And LaShawn and I will be doing readings for you guys. You'll be getting your keychains and some other cool goodies as well. So you can check that out on our Facebook page also. So you guys, we will see you right after this break. Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575.
Transformation. transformationtalkradio.com. Let the journey begin. Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
And spirit walker Nicole.
We are Shades of Spirit, coming to you with the energy of words. I want to calculate at the next break the word janky, just to see.
That's
I just want to see.
That's not a high vibrational word.
I don't know. Could it be? That's janky. No?
No.
That doesn't work. Mm-mm. But you know what? It could work because it's about the energy you put behind words as well. So we're going to get to that. It is kind of cool to think about, though. Negative words, or words that we would assume are negative words or lower vibrational words, actually have a counterpart, which is positive. How cool is that? It's all about the emotion and the energy that we put behind them. So that's something to think about when we're going through this. Now, before we get to this next step, Audrey, I just had to, you put yes in the comments. And I said to Spirit Walker Nicole, I kind of want to know what that equals. And she's shaking her head at me. I go, actually, I'm going to do it. Well, it's actually kind of cool because that you put a lot of energy behind, right? You can feel that energy. Even though it doesn't spell anything, it still has a vibration, right? That's interesting to think of. Words as contractions hold a different vibration than the two words put together. Isn't that different? I think that's pretty damn unique, actually. So with the yes, okay, Audrey, the energy you're holding in that space right there, I want you to hold on to it. It is a number four, which is the practical doer, which I love for you. And it's about the middle physical plane. It represents stability, steady progress, which is something that we're working on, right? It also talks about practicality and organization. So I want you to organize yourself just a little bit more. And the fact that, you know, you're coming in with this energy is just talking about how important it is to organize not just the physical things in your life, but also the mental part of us, like to start categorizing or compartmentalizing. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Those things in your mind, right? The key words for you are going to be endurance, progress, which is fantastic. Foundation, practical, balanced, organization, along with solid, stable, and you are very loyal. So just that slang word over here holds that much energy and vibration as long as you're using it in a positive, uplifting way. How cool is that, right? But then you guys think about this for a moment. When we have loved ones who are ill, need help, lost their path, what do a lot of us do for them? You know, we have a lot of clients that do that, you know. Ourselves. We're going to connect. We're going to ask for help, right? We might call their angels out in ours to send healing energy. We connect with higher vibrations to bring and loving energy, whatever those might be behind our beliefs. We may rally together. We might ask our church or inner circles or put a request out on a platform for healing energy or prayers or whatever that might be, right? And I've seen it firsthand time and time again of being able to call together a group and to be able to help someone heal by the power of our words. Prayers are words. Intentions behind healing energy are words that are backing that up. I have a friend who had a brother who who became ill and was getting ready to start some treatment and ended up a virus and started some treatment, and it actually completely wiped out his immune system to the point where they did not think he was going to make it. The doctors were giving him 24 hours. And she started rallying with family and calling together people to bring prayers. And there was prayer text chains that were going on. And he walked out of that hospital not that long ago and is at home, still a long road ahead of him. But he was dying. He was on the transitional phase. And all of a sudden, that power, that intention, those words brought him into a space of healing.
That's a crazy story. And if you think about it, you know, you have those prayer circles and even prayer books that they have that you write that down, you use your words, you put it in the prayer book and they send it up. But if you also think about the people that live on the flip side of that, we did a show, we're going to be doing a show about the lighter side of the dark. Mm-hmm. And we talk a lot about, we'll talk about the people that just stay in that sort of negative, low, dark vibration. And so if you think about the people that do stay there, and they're always like, you know, they believe in the curses and hexes, and they're always like, well, you know, everything is always bad and this happens to me. Why does, and they just stay in that lower vibration, never trying to get out, never trying to see the positive side of things. That's the energy that they're attracting and keeping around them. And it causes, there are side effects to that negative thought process and keeping that all the time.
Which sucks. Let's just be honest. We've all been there. I mean, you know,
but they don't want to change. No. Like you can call them out. You can, you know, they'll get like nicknames from their friends for like being mm-hmm. the Debbie Downer or the negative Nancy or whatever. And you think that that would be sort of like a hint, hey, maybe I should start, you know, lightening up a little bit, but they don't. And they like to spew a lot of negativity, especially on social media as well. And just try to bring everybody else down to that level.
There was a manifestation book that I was reading a while ago, and a story that stuck with me was this gentleman who wrote the book, he had a friend who had seen a psychic or intuitive or someone, and she was one of those that told him he was going to pass in 6 months. Now, first of all, you never freaking do that, ever. So we're in the free will stage because they came to us, but come on, people. And so he actually believed it. And everyone was telling him that that's crazy. You can shift your energy, all this stuff. And he stuck true. He started getting ill. And in 6 months, he passed. Now, take that as you may. I'm not saying that all of us that are negative are going to have horrible things happen to us. Mm-hmm. But we can't own the energy like he did from someone else. And it allowed himself to open up and be affected by that energy, right? And that's crazy. But our words have power. Why do you think you see so many things nowadays with kids and adults and how, you know, talking to our kids and the way that we approach situations and these type of things with these little ones? Words have power. Words are sharper than anything else, right? So we've created a program to be able to help people on this connection process and to understand this for themselves and to further their own spiritual development, their own manifesting abilities, right? And help you move into a space of complete alignment. And it really had to do with this show, has to do with our love of numbers and numerology, healing work as Reiki masters that we both are, channeling those higher levels as well to be able to help us, and our psychic connection. Being able to connect with your spirit team and be able to work on the mediumship level as well. If a loved one has some advice to come in or some words they want to impart on you to start putting in your own vocabulary. So we've created a program that's Awakening Your Conscious. Now I do a lot of work where I talk about how we're unlocking the subconscious. So I know some of you that are into us and then you're like, you don't really talk about your conscious mind. Our conscious mind is what fuels our subconscious. So remember that. And I've taught manifesting workshops that explain that. When we can convince our conscious mind of something, then our subconscious is like, cool, let's go. And when we hem and haw and we've got these negative words, then our conscious mind holds on to that. And our subconscious is like, yeah, well, we'll get to it when we do. Or maybe they really don't want it. Like that doubt word, right? So it's our Awakening Your Conscious coaching program that we offer. And it isn't about going to a workshop and learning a few tips on manifesting your greatness and all these type of things and raising your vibration. This is about taking all of our knowledge and putting it into one program. And in doing so, it's learning everything spiritual and tailing it to each individual person. I'm finding that with the work that we do, when we can do a lot of one-on-one stuff and tailoring programs to each individual person, we get faster results. Mm-hmm. Look at our mediumship students.
Yeah.
Even our Reiki students, because you get that time with them and your spirit team and that connection and moving into that vibration. We're going to move you into a space of growth, enlightenment, and improvement within yourself. And that's huge, right? But it's because we're taking the power of these words. So come on, you guys, give me some words so that when we go to break here in 3 minutes, I got a break. I want to know a word that you have repeatedly said to yourself in some inner mind chatter or dialogue today. Whether it's positive or negative, I don't care. One word, throw it in the comments. I want to do the equation on it while we're at break, like I did with yes for Audrey. And I want to see the energy behind it, both in that positive and negative light, and explain how you can shift that energy to being something bigger and better, right? And reminding ourselves that energy is contagious.
It is absolutely contagious. And think about the people that you hang out with, your family, your inner circle, the people at work. Like it's, you feel that. It's, you walk into that room and you know, if somebody's acting a little off or if they, it whatever, and it's just like everybody can feel it. And it kind of, if one person's having a really bad day, it can affect that whole group without a, you know, with no warning or no, sometimes no words. You could just feel it, or maybe they'll say things a little bit shorter than they used to. And you could just tell that something's going on. Same thing with family, you know, you, oh man, if like your kid is going through something, you feel that too. And you just, you can listen to how their words and hopefully they're expressing themselves and you just feel that for them and it, the whole family will feel that.
And again, some of these words may seem negative as they're coming out, but if you're using them in that positive, empowered way, we can shift that direction. All right. They got words coming in now. You guys are spelling out some nice long words for me. So I'll have to do math very fast. Thanks a lot here. But no, like, let's see what the backing is. Let's see how you can use that word along with the 10 words that we're going to give you at the end of the show to be able to start moving into the direction that you want to go. So what is it that you are selling yourself? Yeah. What is it that you're selling yourself right now? Maybe it isn't. Maybe we think it's a positive word and we start looking at it on that lower vibrational side that it's carrying. We're going to think, maybe I'm going to switch that word around, right? Or let me know what the word is that you've been using on a regular basis. So with that being said, you guys can go to shadesofspirit.com and you can book a 1-hour reading with me in May for $75. That is through May of this year, obviously. And then go to YouTube, like, and subscribe. We are almost at 100 subscribers and we have not been doing this all that long. Mm-mm. The Fierce Four brings it, I would say every day, but I'm going to say I dropped the ball this week. And LaShawn, you can call me out on it right now, girl. I know. I was sitting on the couch when you were leaving Monday and said, are you going to go live? And I had other things going on, trying to get ready for all of our shows, but that was my bad. But go there. We are a lot of fun. Everybody has a different day and we come together on Sundays and we have a good old time. We interact with you guys. We're going to do readings this Sunday. It's going to be so much fun. So check that out on YouTube. We'll see you right after this break.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Shades of Spirit. I am psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
We are doing a show today on the energy behind our words. And I loved the fact that I got anxiety and prosperity done. And then Audrey, I'll do strength at the next break. But what is freaking awesome is that anxiety and prosperity equal the exact same numerology number, which is an 8. And 8s are very strong and very powerful numbers. So if you have an 8 in your life path, or if you have it in your soul vibration, your personality vibration, or your destiny vibration, an 8 talks about control and justice, authority, limitation, time, afterlife, karma, right? It also talks about money and position, greedy. And what's cool is that it talks about being better and improved living conditions within your life. Now that's for your name, your life path, which is your birthday put together. But when you put it in the context of the way you guys are doing it, and I love that anxiety to a lot of people is a negative thing. Now I suffer from it myself, so I understand that. But I also know that I can use anxiety to move me forward. And I don't want to hold on to that energy, so I learn to release much quicker. Wouldn't you say that with your own anxiety?
Yes. 100%. Yeah. It's a daily thing. And I have to be really careful about just realizing when it creeps up.
And yet prosperity
causes
us to have anxiety.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Cause you're waiting for the other shoe to drop and you're like, this is too good.
Yeah. Or you're waiting for that vision board that you got built up, and yet you've got all the hows and whys and the self-doubts creeping in. So now our prosperity is causing us to have anxiety. Well, no wonder they're the same number. So interesting. So with that being said, 8 is the last and most active soul plane number, okay? Which is pretty cool. And it represents wisdom and it represents independence, which a lot of us know. It's also the infinity symbol, which we're very connected to. It's confident, assertive, naturally wise, and leadership energy. Well, if you think about leadership energy, we take that one of two ways. Again, being a leader, we end up with anxiety from time to time, right? But at the same time, we feel gratitude for what we're able to do for others, to be able to lead and grow others. I know in my career, I was always a manager. I was a supervisor. I was an area manager. And I always took pride in that fact because I could help others. But then it caused me anxiety.
Well, because it's a lot of responsibility. Mm-hmm. And a lot of stuff rests on your shoulder. If something goes wrong, they don't go, you know, they go straight to you.
Absolutely. I used to absolutely check that, guys. I didn't do it until halfway through today. Bing. It's also a loving and tender and wanting to be loved And to love is that eight energy. So when we're in an anxiety setting, we a lot of times have self-worth and self-doubt. Again, there's that word doubt locked into this inner heart chakra, throat chakra, right? Because we're anxious about things that are happening and whether or not we've done the right things to do that. Anxiety can be triggered by the smallest thing or the biggest things, which is interesting. It also is conflicting aspects of the eight energy is the main lesson to learn and to recognize that openly expressing love and appreciation will not subtract from our independence, but add to it. Prosperity, a lot of us go for prosperity for ourselves, and then guilt will set in and trigger that self-sabotaging because all of a sudden we're wondering, are we worth it? And then it puts us into the anxiety phase of, am I really worth asking for what I'm looking for? See where these start to get hung up with one another, even though they mean completely different definitions in the dictionary. Right? Or I'm not going off a dictionary, I'm going off a vibration of these numbers. So the positive part. So for prosperity, the positive part, wise, confident, assertive, independent, manifesting, right? That's what we're looking for behind that word, assured and loving. If you take anxiety to the negative level, it's detached, selfish, greedy, dominating, bossy, and attention seeking. But if you switch it, because prosperity could also be greedy, attention seeking, right? We can self-sabotage ourselves by the way that we're using the word prosperity. And anxiety, if we put that in that positive word and that love vibration, we are learning how to be a confident person, being assertive. And sometimes that's hard for some of us. So what happens is that we start to get anxious when we start to assert. That's a new word. I could spell it and that'll have a vibration. When we start to assert ourselves. LaShawn, if you're watching, girl, you haven't said anything. I don't know. I'm going to need you to rewind to this part 538. All those words that you've been creating this past year, they all have a different vibration. I want to play that game with you. But also anxiety about independence. So sometimes we are either alone and we're anxious because we hope to find someone to share a life with, or we're, you know, with someone, but we have that anxious part of it as well. Do you guys kind of start to see how words can work like that? And like Spirit Walker, let's see, Vicky said, like light and or shadow side. Very much so. Every word has a light side and kind of that shadow side. I love the way you said that. It's not a dark side, but it is that negative, that lower vibration energy behind it. And how you use them triggers it. So instead of saying, like I just did earlier, I just caught myself, yeah, I have anxiety too. Well, I've owned it, first of all, right? And second of all, I'm thinking of it as, yeah, well, I got that too, right? My vibration behind it is not like, yeah, I do have anxiety, but I'm learning how to move into the light. What I did end up doing, because I'm really trying to be conscious of how I phrase things, is that I said that even though I have the anxiety, it helps me get to that point where I can release faster and move forward. Mm-hmm. That's the positive side of it, right? So I pretty much just balanced out that whole inner dialogue and that conversation with myself and with you guys by doing both of those. I want you guys to think about that. If anything, and you're able to cancel these words out energetically, that's great. Because sometimes we need to be able to express how that word affects us in that lower vibration, but we have to bring it back up. We got to bring that vibration back up and cancel them out. I know so I'm losing some of you and you're like, oh, that seems like a lot of freaking work. But it takes time. It takes practice, just like seeing signs from our spirit teams, right? But when we go into situations like, you know, like she said, heading into that family gathering, and all of a sudden, you know, you're hearing people on one side talking politics and you're like, okay, this conversation's heated. That vibration's not great. And then you're back here and you're hearing someone else arguing with their spouse or their partner about wanting to go. And the other one doesn't want to leave early. And this one's had too much to drink. And you're like, okay, no, I don't want to go over there. Right. And then you've got another person over here that is talking about which baseball team is the best baseball team and why. Well, that started out as a great conversational piece until everyone started arguing about it. And now they're all using words that are in a negative way. How do you feel when you go home from that? Maybe that's why I stopped going out places. I'm not going to lie. Maybe that is why I couldn't do it anymore. But then the flip side.
Well, the flip side is, you know, think about like, you know, back in the 1800s when we were able to go out and have picnics. So let's just picture yourself at a family picnic. You know, everyone's getting along. You're just sitting there in the nice in sunshine, eating your hot dog or whatever, and just enjoying the time with your family. Everybody's good. Everybody's like, if they're sitting around a table, they're talking about like, maybe you're sharing some stories of some past loved one and you just feel that love, you feel that compassion. And you're like to the point that you just really think like, this is an amazing day. because of the vibe that you're in, and everybody is, you know, positive and happy, and you just feel that love. And it's, but unfortunately it's kind of, I don't know. I think we have more of the gatherings that you're talking about more than the ones I'm talking about.
I don't think so. I think that, that we're coming out of that phase. People are able to start kind of celebrating more and have that, that light energy coming through. I think that we avoid because of that first scenario where you're just drained by the time you get home. And being an empath, as we all are as well, definitely attributes to those long days. And then having to go, like, if somebody's like, hey, you want to get some drinks after work? I was the first one like, nope, bye. I'll have my own glass of wine at home and be by myself. Because, you know, there's only so much we can handle. So those of you in customer service, those of you in, and retail, it's food service, any of these service industry jobs, right? You guys get a beating. And I know that from experience of my work career since I was 16, right? There are those days where they just break us down. But what happens is that when we start to move into their energy vibration, we start using words that they did within ourselves, right? And all of a sudden we get home and we're wondering, why did we just get a bill for, you know, why did my water bill go up $300? And why did I get hit with this? And I was working towards prosperity. And now I've got this anxiety because I've been holding on to this. Well, it's because we took all of that energy in and we bought into it. And that's something we need to shift, is that buying into the energy behind the words. And so if someone says, I have anxiety, and they're kind of, you know, I don't know how to handle this, or I'm depressed and I've got this going on, I can relate. I want to be on that equal playing field for that moment and say, I can totally relate. I have anxiety too, right? Even in the tone that we use, you can feel is that negative thing. But you know what? I use it for my benefit now. I've learned that I can release energy quicker so that I'm not in that energetic space any longer. Even to the point of, how can I help you, type of thing, right? So now we're bringing forth powerful words. Help is a strong word, right? It's not a weak word. When we ask for help, it's because we are trying to bring that energy in. So it's all about how we go about these conversations. Now, if you're quick thinkers, you would do really well at this. Yeah. You could switch it once you get in that habit. But I have to think.
I have a trigger word though that I've really noticed and have tried to flip, and that's the word hate, because people use that word so much. Even if, like, I'll be at work and somebody say, oh, I hate it when this happens. And then they just say it, you know, and then it's easy to say, oh, I hate it when that happens too. But it's just like, you don't realize, like, there's power behind that word. It's a negative word. And so I always try to counter it with, oh, I know, but I love when, and then just fill in the blank. So I always, when someone uses the word hate, I try to interject the word love in some way. And maybe that sounds woo-woo and spirity, but it really does counterbalance it. And then it, because people don't understand or are not always aware of how much they use that word, even if it's when they're talking about themselves, like, oh, I hate the way I look, or I hate my hair today, I hate how these jeans are, you know, instead of, yeah, but I love my shoes and I love the way my makeup it looks. Like, you have to start flipping that word.
And I love that. I love that, because the word hate, the negative, the connotation behind it before we go to break, is stubborn, overactive, distrustful, hesitant, skeptical, and loner. Well, those all sound like horrible words and I don't want to use them, but I can turn even that word into a positive. Wise, achiever, truth seeker, determined, hands-on. And some of you are thinking, how can you make that work? That's where we have to shift our vibration. We have to shift that thought process. It vibes to the 7, which is deep. It is teaching and learning, truth-seeking energy. And usually the word hate is used because we don't understand it, we don't know how to go about it, and we leave ourselves stuck. And we don't want to do that. So when we come back from this break, we're going to talk more about this and give you guys 10 power words of positive and 10 we need to start releasing from our vocabulary right after these messages. Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit? Have you lost someone too soon and their passing has left you with more questions than answers? If so, join Eye of Soul Radio. with me, psychic medium Jamie. On this show, I leave nothing off limits as I discuss those who have passed under darker circumstances, guide those who may feel ashamed or shocked by a loved one's passing, and provide self-growth to get through the difficult times. Let's go through this together on my show, Eye of Soul Radio, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit thetruthisfunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Everybody, welcome back to Shades of Spirit. I am psychic medium Jamie.
You remembered your name. Remember? No,
that's next week.
Yeah. Spirit Walker Nicole.
Hello. Will you stay on track?
I'm on track. I'm just saying it was nice. Yesterday you just cut off.
Well, yesterday was a lot of weird things going on.
I agree.
I mean, we all know.
But you forgot your name mid-sentence.
No, didn't.
You did.
Never.
And you stopped.
Mm.
And then smiled and laughed.
Well, it was a day. But today...
See,
Jacob. No one asked Jacob to interject on that one, did we? Yep, I did. I totally forgot my name. That's right. Today I am Jamie. Tomorrow will be something else. Our name carries weight, right? We did the numerology one, which is really interesting about that part of it as well. But along with the words that we use every day. So because I want to get you guys your 10 words, like this show could have been two different shows, and I think we'll probably do something along these lines again to continue the momentum. But we're going to do a quick exercise to show you how you can start shifting your vibration, right? If you work with us, you're going to be able to go deeper into your daily vocabulary. We will do the calculations with you in order to find the right formula of words to be able to connect you to what you want to manifest, what you want to bring into your life. Those high vibrational words, even those negative words, which actually have a high vibrational ability if we choose to accept them that way. Something is flicking my arm right now, so that's fun. We want to clear out energy of any energy barriers through a Reiki session in this the session that we do with you, and to help you with the self-sabotaging mind chatter. So it's called Awaken Your Conscious, and it is connecting with your spirit team, following your path. It's a one-on-one session that you can have with Spirit Walker Nicole and myself. Sometimes it might just be one or the other. It just depends on what it is that your spirit team is letting us know you need. You can book that also on shadesofspirit.com. So what I want to do is I want to leave everybody with some words that we use every day that does self-sabotage us, right? So you want to go over the negative words list, and there are so many of them, but I just let spirit come through and pick ones that, you know, I hear a lot of the time, and I'm sure you do as well. If you have a couple extra on the 10, throw them out there, but write these down, right? Or go back and listen to us later and fast forward to the end and connect with these words and how we can shift them.
And also think about, like, how many times do you say this or think this or feel this in a day? And really, like, analyze each one. The words are, we'll start with number one, which is afraid. How many of you use that? And so, oh, I'm afraid to do that. Oh, I'm afraid I can't. Afraid, what, in whatever way, whether it be in passing or with serious intention, whatever it is. The next word is angry. That's a big one.
Yeah, that one, when I wrote down, I'm like, yeah, I'm still working on releasing that, which causes me to have anxiety, and it will limit my prosperity. Huh. Interesting how that all comes about.
Yep. The word alone. That is, when you feel that, it's like, it's bad. The word can't. We say that a million times a day. And we're not even aware of it. You know, I can't finish this. I can't do this. I can't get there in time. I can't get all this done. Whatever it is, just start really paying attention to how many times you use the word can't.
Mm-hmm.
The word critical. The word deserve. The word difficult. And the last three are hurt, lost, or stuck.
Deserve is a tricky one.
Yeah, I agree.
That is the one, when I wrote that on there, I actually had to stop and connect with my spirit team. I'm like, are you serious right now? Because that can be both sides. I mean, they all are. But I'm going to tell you right now why deserve is, if I can calculate this right, D-E-S. So this is why we have this in that negative holding pattern, right? And it is because we become pessimistic and judgmental. We become self-critical or critical of others, a worrywart, people-pleasing, doubtful, and gossipy, right? Now, gossipy I can get with, because sometimes we'll all look around and be like, well, how did they get that? How did they get here? Why do they have that? Why don't I have that? I've been asking for prosperity. I've been manifesting it. I'm a good person, right? Then it becomes in that critical part of it. Well, maybe because I don't have this, or I don't have that, or I don't have these skills, or whatever it might be if it comes down to work, right? Then we head into doubt, which is that number one self-sabotaging in the laws of attraction. That's why this word's on there. I want you guys to start shifting that word directly down to the next list that we're going to talk about, which is those positive words. Okay. And for deserve, I want you to think about creative visionary, right? I deserve this. I want you to find a creative way to back that information, to back that vibration up. Certainty, balanced. When we are balanced, we are feeling more deserving of, right? Nurturing, nurture yourself first. Peacemaking. Okay. So if you have some things, some unresolved, overcritical aspects of yourself, right? And you don't feel that you have that self-worth, we need to bring that energy back in. We need to be peacemaking within ourselves. We need to be optimistic behind this word and forward thinking. And so it is okay to say deserved. Now, what I liked is that I'm going to start using this phrase, I deserve financial abundance because I earned it. And that will shift that word from a negative energy space to a positive one. That positive affirmation is going to help financially attract abundance. I deserve, and put in whatever word you want. Maybe you're good financially, but you want to put in something else. For me, it's financial abundance because I've earned it. I've put in the work. I'm a good person. And I start backing it up with some of these words that are positive words, right? Why don't you start going over them and I'll pull one out.
Okay.
I like abundant. That's my first one.
Abundant, believe, change, dream, exciting. I like that one because you can always, okay, I'm so excited for that. That's exciting. Grow, harmony, healed.
Mm.
You like that one?
I do. If we're all healing. Sorry, I feel like my mom over here all of a sudden, like, mm-hmm, yeah.
Invincible and strong.
Strong. That's also a big one for me. You know, gratitude is part of that list. Great. The word great is part of that list. Divine, right? These are words that we don't think about necessarily, or that we don't feel worthy of. And so when we're working with our clients, when we're working on ourselves, right? Constantly evolving this cycle and learning. Veronica says, my big one is I can't. And that's a lot of us, right? Well, who's to say that we can't?
How about we change that to, I can't wait to start not using that phrase. I can't wait to whatever.
Our triggers. And I love that you brought up your trigger word.
Yeah.
What is it that triggered that energy? That's something we work with our clients on, right? Let's heal that energy through Reiki energy work. We're just the channels and you're doing the healing, but we're able to move that energy with you. But I've had more and more clients lately, and we've had to go back to what the trigger points are in order for you to start saying, I can't. What if I don't work? I'm a stay-at-home mom, work hard at home, but don't bring in income. Okay, I was that for years. And I felt like my self-worth went down. I was on the top of my A game in my career. My family was more important. I felt like I lost some self-worth in there. I wasn't able to contribute. And yet at the same time, I had to learn quickly that my contribution was raising three fabulous kids, and that that was where my energy was to be, and that I could put my other goals and dreams on the back burner in order to move forward. And you know what? I got one going to Berkeley next year. And that gives me the chills to know that I was able to do that. But at that time, I was in the exact same spot as you in that feeling. And you can do whatever you put your mind to, start putting it out into the universe now and allow it to start evolving.
And stop thinking of it as monetary. Your contributions and what you bring to the table isn't measured in money. That doesn't,
Laughs, and it smiles. It's that connection.
You know, if you're taking care of that family and you're doing, and that's, I mean, how much is that worth? Let me know when you have a solid number on that, because I bet it's
a lot.
Ridiculous.
You guys, thank you for joining us. Check out our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit LLC, where you can find all of our events. We have a Release and Intentions workshop coming up at the end of May, where it is going to be about finding our path. You guys, we appreciate you all so much. Check us out on Transformation Talk Radio as well for any of our recordings that you've missed, and we will see you next week. Thank you.
Bye.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com. That's ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.